Thought for today. Again, we're going to be letting go with part two. Part one, we talked about releasing a loved one in death, that which is unreal or untrue, through divorce, legal separation to leave, desertion, deserted, abandoned, and forsaken, dalliance, to deal lightly with another, to be wasteful of your relationship. And then we talked about how to overcome shock, the shock of this change between a happy relationship, togetherness, into separateness, of walking our individual ways. And of course, we must confirm the fact nothing in this world happens by chance. Everything that happens to us, we have put a cause in motion to bring it about. And so even our death, divorce, desertion, dalliance are all things where we have put a cause in motion to bring these things about. And with that in motion, bringing these things about, then we have brought about a situation that we might not really be too happy about. And it's time for us to do some work about it. It's not just a matter of overcoming the shock, finding a replacement, a new focus on something that excites us. It's a matter of realizing that we had put a cause in motion to bring about the experience that we had, and now we say we don't like that experience. So now we put a new cause in motion. Letting go, part two, how to overcome the shock of being abandoned, humiliated, embarrassed, disrespected, and disappointed. Well, the biggest thing to do, and the only thing that you can do, the only thing that any person can do when they are caught with their with their affirmations down, is to begin to say, I like me. And when you say, I like me, you're putting a whole new cause in motion, a whole new focus in motion. For no matter what happens to you, no matter what takes place in your life, no matter what difficulty you're faced with, if you like yourself, you can handle the situation. You can handle the difficulty without too much problem at all, because no one can touch you. No one can do anything to make you unhappy. No one can make you think things that you do not need to think. Now, about this being abandoned, humiliated, embarrassed, disrespected, and disappointed, nobody can ever abandon you, humiliate you, embarrass you, disrespect you, or disappoint you, except yourself. You have put yourself into this situation by your choice, and now you ask yourself, am I going to continue this situation, or am I going to change it? It doesn't matter whether your husband or your wife left. It doesn't matter whether your children are not keeping in contact with you. It doesn't matter whether your abandonment, humiliation, embarrassment, disrespect, and disappointment are from other people in your world. Of course, you created those other people in your world to do these things for you. Now, how are you going to create a new attitude about this? How are you going to create a new image? You're not going to create a new image by making them come back to you, by making your deserted lover return to the family fold, making your children who are abandoning the family activities to come back once again and be part of the family. You cannot do anything about any of those things. Because so long as you put the cause in motion that you do not have a happy family, you do not have happy relationships, you are able to be disrespected, to be humiliated, embarrassed, disappointed, as long as you are able to be abandoned, then it will happen again and again and again. No matter where you are in life, these things are going to happen again and again and again. Now, you do not want to make your present situation right. You do not want to put your present relationship in balance. You do not want to bring back that husband or that wife. You do not want to bring back that lover that you had who abandoned you. You don't want that. You want to change yourself and be the kind of person that can never be abandoned, can never be humiliated, can never be disrespected, can never be disappointed, because you believe in yourself. and you like yourself. And so you put this wonderful cause in motion where you are the master, where you are in charge. Now, it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter what's gone before this moment, this day. It only matters what you're doing from this point on. If you like yourself, and if you are a happy, joyous, wonderful person who is able to be content with yourself, then you will only create people in your world who are harmonious with your attitude about yourself at the moment. At the moment, you have created yourself as being abandoned, humiliated, embarrassed, disrespected, and disappointed, and so it's going to continue. And so it'll continue, and it'll continue. If every relationship you ever have, any friendship you ever have, any people coming into your life, they will abandon you at the crucial point of your happiness together. They will humiliate you. They'll do stupid things and use your name in vain. Oh boy, they will use your name in vain, telling the world what a mixed up character you are. And you'll be humiliated, you'll be embarrassed, you'll be disrespected by your own friends because they will hear how wonderful you've been, what a good-for-nothing jerk you are. And how can you be disappointed? You have carried out the law perfectly. Now, let's carry out the law properly. Let's focus on what it is that is the kind of person that we respect in our world. What kind of person do you respect in your world? You respect in your world a person who is loving, gentle, kind, considerate, consistent? Do you respect a person that you can depend on, a person who loves regardless of whether they're loved or not? It always brings me back to Ellen's cousin. And this cousin of hers, Dorothy, she was with the political arena in Germany. And the parties were having a to-do between each other. And at that time, she was the Minister of Education, and so she went to one of the major universities in Germany, and she was speaking there. And one party was booing her, and the other party was cheering her, and the one party that was booing her was very loud, trying to put her down. She knew who she was. She was a respected person in the field of the educational programs, in the field of government and ministry. She knew she was a very fine lady doing a very good job, and she was doing for the best interest of everyone in Germany, especially the students. When they booed her, it didn't faze her in the slightest. She knew it, she was aware, but it didn't faze her. She didn't let that keep her from speaking confidently and saying exactly what she had in her talk. She spoke out joyously, powerfully, and those who had ears could hear it, and those who didn't. From that day forward, you can be sure that all Germany, all of its political officers, all of its people who heard about it, they certainly heard about it, you can be sure of that, heard that she was the unflappable girl, untouched by what was going on around her. She brought forth what she had to present and did a masterful job of it. Now you see, this is what we have to do. We have to be ourselves and like ourselves even when around us things are going a little sour. Now, did they go sour for her? No. Did she lose her job in the office? Only when her party went out. Then naturally her job was gone too. But did she lose her job because she was inefficient, incapable, or incompetent in any way? No. She lost her job merely because the party went out. If the party had stayed in, she would have been continuing as the minister. Now, you see, we too, if a husband or wife leaves and we feel so bereft of any love, of any confidence in ourselves, we can continue being the beautiful people we are if we are beautiful people. However, it's quite likely that we are not beautiful people if our partner leaves us. It's not because the partner is looking for more green pastures, but the partner is leaving us because we ourselves have not taken hold of ourselves and liked ourselves. We demand respect, and you can never demand respect. You must be respectful. When you are respectful, everyone respects you. You demand that people appreciate you. And you cannot demand that people appreciate you. You'll only be disappointed. What you do is you are a person who is appreciated. You are a person who is honorable, a person who has integrity, a person who has love in your heart. And then everything falls into place. Now, what can you do to zero in on something that is exciting or a new interest in your life? What can you do to make something new in your life beautiful and fine? Well, we're talking here about overcoming this shock. And what would be the first thing you can do to make yourself appreciate yourself? Well, you meditate at least 1,000 times a day saying, "I like me." That's not too much. If you're in the hospital dying of something, they give you whatever you have to have. And you cannot fight it. They just give it to you. And they're going to keep you alive. And you may say, "I want to go. I want to go. I've had enough pain, enough unhappiness in my life. I want to go." But no, their job is to keep you alive until you yourself can turn on your own inner energies to make being alive wonderful. Okay. How do you turn on that inner energy to make yourself being alive? Well, you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. And yes, this is one of the major aspects of relationships. It's a short word, it's 3 letters long, and it has been the downfall of every major government. It's been the downfall of every relationship anywhere in the world. It's been the downfall of everything. And I'll tell you what that is. Those 3 little letters are lie, L-I-E. Do you lie to your husband or wife? Do you lie to your children? Do you lie to yourself? Do you lie to the world? If you do, you can be sure you're not going to be having a very great experience. But do you lie? Well, I kind of think you do. I kind of think you do. I have been around all of you long enough to know exactly when you're lying and when you're not. And it's amazing how much lying goes on. Not because you have to lie, but just because you've made a habit of it. You made a habit of never telling the truth. I ask you a question, and instead of giving me an answer, you go around the barn. You want to give me the whole background on the question first. I say, "Did you take the pencil?" And the answer is yes or no. "Did you make supper yet?" The answer is yes or no. It's kind of obvious. It's either there or it isn't there. Are you in charge, or is somebody else in charge of your life? Is somebody else giving you a hard time? Who's in charge of your life? "Well, I am, of course." Well, then why are you concerned about what the other person does? Doesn't matter to you. You live your life so beautifully that everybody else in your world will take that as a clue of how to live their life. Only with a new image of myself can I let go. Only with a spiritual purpose coming forth can life bring a new direction, and then it allows me to let go. You see, when we have this new direction of liking ourselves, when we have this new direction of telling the truth at all times, then we have this new direction to go, which is the direction of love and honor and peace and goodness. But when you lie, you're always afraid it's going to catch up with you. And when it does catch up with you, you deny it vehemently, saying you did not lie, that the other person misunderstood what you said. And when you fight it like that, then you're in trouble. If you just say, "Whoops, yeah, made a mistake. I shouldn't have lied. I should have just told you the truth. I just felt I didn't want to do that for whatever reason, and I didn't." But you see, when you tell the truth, you have truth standing up with you. Now, I know of all the relationships that each one of you have told me about, and all of the circumstances that each one of you have told me about, one of the major causes of the problem were lying. You lying and the other lying. It's amazing. It's amazing how we do that. We lie, and then we will not admit to having lied. And it's not a matter of having lied. Did you say that? Yes, I did. You know that that's not true, that's not correct. Well, it might have been, you know. But it's never a might have been. It's now that we're dealing with it. We're not dealing with might have been's, because if we're dealing with might have been's, then we are getting ourselves into further and further trouble. Letting go, part two. Only as I know who I am, not human but divine, I can let go the inner channel of my indwelling voice. Only as I know who I am, and that I am not human, but I'm divine, only then can I let the inner channel of my inner voice reveal itself to me. This is something that has been bothering a lot of people for a lot of years. It's now a spiritual awakening, and an opportunity to listen within, and knowing that indeed all is in divine order. Have you ever said that?